As the days get a little shorter, some music just sounds right. On Thursday, September 3rd, Deep Dark Woods returns to the Park Theater for an evening of haunting harmonies, rich storytelling, and beautifully crafted songs that linger long after the lights come up. Led by the unmistakable voice of Ryan Bolt, the Saskatchewan band has built a reputation for blending folk, country, and roots music into something timeless, mysterious, and utterly captivating. Get your tickets now, starting at $30 plus fees through ticketweb.ca, and don't miss an evening with Deep Dark Woods, Thursday, September 3rd at the Park Theater, proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
I'm going to beat you up at the end of the
I'm not afraid to die. decide to check out the tent. It seemed like I could hear music coming from inside. As I walked toward it, past a crowd of people at a sideshow, I couldn't figure out why they would want to wait in line. I pulled back the drape thing on the tent. There was a crystal ball on the table. Behind it, a girl wearing a hat. She smiled and asked me if I wanted my fortune read. I said okay, sat down. Then I thought about it for a minute. Asked her if she'd rather go on the roller coaster instead.
Thank you. was just Breadcrumb Trail by Slint on UMFM 101.5. Currently tuned into Over the Neptune, and I'm your host, Asher. Thanks for stopping by. And yeah, August 25th today. We're nearing the end of the month, and I thought, why not have a little themed episode to end the month with? So we're doing something I've not done before, combining two things I have immense interest in: music, geography, and we're kind of exploring the sound of a specific music scene, a city that birthed sound, kind of reinvented it in some aspects. That is Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville, Kentucky, for those of you who do not know, it is kind of nestled in between the South and the Midwest, so they, without a doubt, took lots of influences from both ends, and that's why today we're going to be talking about, yeah, the Louisville scene. You just heard Slint, which, without a doubt, are probably the kind of, I kind of spearheaded the sound of Louisville. Definitely the most popular music act from, or at least in the 90s, underground Louisville scene, one of the more popular acts. But yeah, we started with Slint, and we're kind of, in this episode, we're kind of starting with the foundations, and then we're going to touch on kind of the sound after it established itself, and then the kind of diaspora, I guess you could say, of how it spread, and I guess just how it's doing now. But yeah, we started the episode with Squirrel Bait. The first song you heard was Hammering So Hard off their 1985 EP, self-titled EP. That was, yeah, just Hammering So Hard. Squirrel Bait, formed by David Grubbs, early 80s, 82, I believe, featured many musicians from Louisville, obviously, Brian McMahon, Britt Walford, and David Grubbs, all of which whom went on to kind of revolutionize the sound in Louisville through their own music groups and, yeah, efforts. So start with Squirrel Bait, kind of a melodic Husker Du-esque fast-paced punk group who are super kind of spearheaded the sound, laid the groundwork, you could say. And then we played, I'm not going to say the word here, but B-Magnet, on who are, they're actually a band from Ohio and then who later moved to North Carolina, but David Grubbs, leader of Squirrel Bait, played bass on that record, and I think that record after, or no, sorry, that was their last record. Anyways, point aside, still kind of taking a lot of the aspects from the Louisville scene to Ohio with B-Magnet, which was led by Soo Young Park, who then went to form Seam, who is another one of my favorite bands. That's aside, that's no relation to Louisville there. But and then we played Spiderland, or we played Breadcrumb Trail by Slint off their 1991 album Spiderland. Classic album at this point. I think it's very well discussed as sort of a blueprint for a sound of the time. A lot of people say post-rock, and I think that's kind of a, I don't know if derivative is the word, but it's a term that doesn't really kind of encapsulate the essence of the music. You kind of just have to listen to it. And yeah, it's, I guess Slint were kind of the first to popularize that, or one of the first to popularize, at least in the U.S., that sort of loud, soft dynamic, spoken word. That album and that song specifically have just a lot of passages, and then the instruments lead and they just explode. That's kind of the, I guess, the blueprint that a lot of bands in Louisville at the time were taken from. And yeah, it's very cool to see kind of the evolution over time. Started with punk, kind of reached this point of, yeah, I guess combining punk with, or like the hardcore elements with longer kind of strung out compositions. And then, yeah, a lot of people just ran with it and kind of built upon it. But yeah, that was just kind of the foundations of the scene in Louisville. A lot of yeah, very influential to the sound of kind of like post-hardcore, post-rock, math rock, all that jazz. But yeah, we're going to continue with the music. We're going to play in the next suite of songs. We're going to play kind of after the foundation had been laid by Slint and its predecessors, a bit of what other bands in the area were taking and how they kind of reinvented the sound or took the sound and made it to their own sort of thing. So here is Crane with Hay Cops. And yeah, you're still tuned into UMFM 101.5. Here we go.
Searching through myself and the files of other kinds. do.
That was just Milk and Melancholy by Rodan. Off their 1993 EP, How the Winter Was Passed. We're at the point kind of where the scene had sort of established itself. Many bands were kind of taking a lot of the influences from Slint, Alamath Rock, kind of rhythmic interplay, very sort of loud, soft dynamics, strung up structures, very cool stuff. But yeah, that was just Rodan, who were kind of mainstays in that Louisville scene of the time, and they released a really good album afterwards, which I didn't play because I wanted a shorter song for the episode, because the songs of that one are quite long, called Rusty, their debut and only album, worth checking out. It's up there with like Spiderland. It's great. Prior to Rodan, we played The Telephone Man, whom were kind of an overlooked band. I feel as many of the bands didn't get their flowers as maybe they're slightly overshadowed by Slint. But that's not to say that Slint didn't deserve all that recognition and fame, because really they're kind of the pioneers to do it. But yeah, Telephone Man, that was just Muldoon off a compilation 1992 to 1994. This is called Telephone Man. I believe that was only released in 2012 as well, or at least, like, I was reading on Bandcamp that at that point only like 25% or something of tracks on the compilation had been released prior, and then yeah, I guess it got kind of unearthed later, 2012. And before that, Crane with Hey Cops, yet again another band who were in that scene of the early 90s, kind of taking the math rock influences, and yeah, pretty abrasive stuff there. That song is actually featured in the 1994 movie Half Cocked, which also features members of Rodan and a few other Louisville bands, I believe. I think James Murphy from LCD Sound System's in it for whatever reason, too. I want to see that. It piqued my interest. And speaking of movies related to Louisville, you should check out, if you've not, the 2013 documentary Breadcrumb Trail, by the same name of the song I played earlier. It kind of talks about the context within the scene of how it kind of started and became what it is. It takes kind of the accounts of many musicians around that time who were either playing with Slint or Squirrel Bait or Gastro Del Sol, Bastro, all the bands kind of within the scene who were, yeah, kind of brought up in that context of Louisville. So, yeah. But, yeah, that was just kind of the three-song suite of establishment at this point. Yeah, after 1991, Spiderland was released, Fallen Years. Had bands like that, what I just played. Then we're going to kind of go into diaspora / associated projects. It's the next section. Kind of artists who were part of the scene, who branched off, kind of reinvented their sound, and did other things, but still kind of kept some of the, I guess, aspects of the Louisville sound that kept aspects of the Louisville sound that still stayed in their music. Here's Sonora Pine, or the Sonora Pine, on UMFM, on UMFM 101.5.
I'd be riding horses if they let me. Sleep outside at night and not take fright. I would ride the range and never worry. I would disappear into the night. Everybody needs an angel, but here's that devil by my side. Death's head ring upon his finger. Poor boy. Straws inside the courtroom as a sudden twilight turns to black. Torches burn into the sad eyes on the wrong side of the track. Smell the campfires burning, but I'll go out walking on my own. By day and night, the world keeps turning, frightened people hiding in their homes. Everybody needs an angel, but here's that devil by my side. Death's head ring upon his finger. Poor boy hanging on the light.
Just Horses by Palace Music on UMFM 101.5. Boy, that guitar solo at the end is killer. Shout out David Pajo, formerly of Slint, who contributed that. It's amazing. Yeah, Britt Walford, Brian McMahon, David Pajo, Todd Brashear. That's the last guy. They all contributed to, after the dissolution of Slint, they contributed to music with Will Oldham, who was a good pal of theirs, or still is, I presume. Fun fact, Will Oldham took the photo, the iconic photo at the quarry for Spiderland, the album cover. And he's also featured on the Tweez album cover. I think he's the one in the car. Yeah, cool stuff. But yeah, Will Oldham, definitely top 10 musician for me. He's a visionary. He's a goat. His stuff under Palace, under Bonnie Prince Billy, Will Oldham, it's all great. Just, I don't know. He's just a visionary. He does it. He's in movies as well. He's in Old Joy. He's in Mate One. He's in lots of great stuff. Yeah, just all around fantastic. And yeah, this kind of brings me back to my point earlier of Kentucky being nestled between the South and Midwest. Clearly, Oldham has kind of a twang, countrified twang to his voice, like many of Louisville natives. But yeah, very clearly influenced by kind of Townes Van Zandt and whoever else is kind of in that country scene. But yeah, that was just Horses, originally a song by the Mekons. They're a UK band who also was a big influence on Will Oldham, I know. That was, yeah, a great song and definitely worth checking out. There Is No One That Will Take Care of You, which is an album by Palace Songs that also features the Slint guys. So if that's up your alley, check it out. Prior to that, we had Shipping News with Untitled with Drums. That was just off their, I believe, 2001 album, Flies the Fields. Shipping News, yet again, another kind of group that branched off from Rodan. Yeah, they kind of, after the dissolution of Rodan, opted for less of a angsty kind of abrasive sound, something a little bit more well-crafted, or not well-crafted, but a little more beautiful, I'd say. Very nice album there. And prior to that, the Sonora Pine, that yet again was another branch of the tree from Rodan. That was Tara Jane O'Neill, who is an amazing artist. She runs that band, the Sonora Pine. That was just Snow Cuts Snapshot off their second album, which I believe is called 2, or self-titled 2, whatever. Gentler arrangements on that one, swapping the distortion for kind of chamber-inspired sound with pianos, violins, that kind of jazz. Beautiful stuff there, and I think it kind of, I guess, represents this point in the Louisville scene where many of these artists were, I guess, making, or for instance, Rodan, Slint, the early beginnings, they were young teens, or young adults or teens who making kind of, I guess, punk music at its core. And I guess as they got older, kind of progressed as artists, making something maybe a little less angsty, something a little more, I guess, calming, meditative. And that's kind of the thing about the Louisville scene, is it still holds on to the values of the music from the musicians who were present at that time, but kind of evolved and reinvented itself as something else that's great as well. So yeah, it's this thing with this scene is there's something for everyone. Kind of the countrified Will Oldham twangy stuff, there's the Rodan heavy abrasive feel, and then there's more straightforward, fast-paced melodic punk of Squirrel Bait. But yeah, that kind of wraps up the diaspora / associated projects to an extent. However, we still have, what time is it? 3:52. So we got a couple more songs left for you. We have, yet again, one of my favorites, Papa M, also known as David Pajo, 13th, M is the 13th letter, Ariel M, he goes by many names, best known for Slint, he's worked with Tortoise, Gang of Four, yeah, eclectic, all-around, cool guy. This is Up North Kids, which is one of my favorite songs of all time. Very nice song just to throw on while doing homework, walking, chilling. It's just an all-timer, honestly. It was my most played song last year, according to Spotify Wrapped. Yeah, It is, 3:53, so if you're driving home from work, here is something to bless your ears. It is quite a beautiful track. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Thank you.